When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello! Welcome back to Ask Us Anything, where popular science answers your most outlandish, mind-burning questions, from what the universe is made of to why not everyone can touch their toes. I'm your host, Claire Maldarelli.
And I'm your producer, Jess Bodie.
Let's dive into today's question.
Yeah, gladly. So this time the people want to know, can I survive on a single food forever?
A single food? Just one food?
Yeah.
But there are so many out there to enjoy.
That's true.
Okay. No thank you for me, but I will definitely answer the question.
Okay, cool.
So nutritional advice, especially on the internet, can be so fraught, and tons of misinformation about what a healthy diet proliferates online. And this question also reminds me of some of those truly bizarre fad diets out there, like the cabbage soup diet, the Twinkies diet, or the nonsensical Halo Top ice cream diet. In these, you literally just eat soup, Twinkies, or ice cream and nothing else. To be clear, none of these food trends are even remotely healthy, and we fundamentally disagree with any diet that suggests eating one thing as your sole food group. That being said, hypothetically, could you survive on a single food forever? We have an answer, and it would take a lot of potatoes.
Okay, so fad diets aside, what if I just wanted to make food shopping super easy for 1 week? Like, just keep it simple with one thing.
Right, exactly. Just fill your cart up with potatoes and be done with it.
Potatoes! Let's go! I love potatoes. I've heard people talk about foods that we could grow on Mars someday, and it's usually potatoes that are like the prime candidate. So is this something that we could survive on forever?
Well, here are the facts, the scientific facts. There's a reason that the U.S. dietary guidelines recommend eating a variety of fruits, vegetables, grains, meats, cheeses, etc. All of these foods contain needed calories and macronutrients like proteins, fats, and carbs. And together, all these delicious staples also contain the 20 amino acids we need to survive. Amino acids are organic compounds that make up all the proteins in our bodies, and our bodies can make some of these amino acids, but not all. In fact, we can't make 9 of these quote-unquote essential amino acids, meaning that we must get them from the food we eat. Usually, if you eat any sort of remotely varied diet, you'll have no problem getting in all 20 amino acids, including those coveted 9. But if your diet somehow doesn't include foods that contain those must-haves, that's where you run into problems. For example, a deficiency in the amino acid leucine can result in skin rashes, hair loss, and fatigue. And a valine deficiency can cause insomnia and reduced mental function. A deficiency in histidine, which is crucial in the formation of red blood cells, can put you at risk for anemia. These are all not great things to have in life. But the easiest cure is just eat a variety of foods, which not only supply essential amino acids, but also tons of other good stuff like vitamins and minerals, all equally important for maintaining a healthy and functioning body. Throughout history, people have done this probably without even realizing it. Combos like rice and beans, yogurt and nuts, and even macaroni and cheese, to a certain extent, can often provide most of these essential aminos. So the question becomes, is there one food that can do all of that?
Yeah, like the ultimate superfood.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, consider the potato.
Oh, the humble spud.
The tater. As one of our contributors, Ellen Earhart, reported, the traditional white potato contains all the essential amino acids you need.
Oh.
You'd only need around 5 a day to get your fill of those essential 9. So that's great. 5 potatoes a day and you're good to go, right? But it's not that simple. That's because amino acids aren't the only things that are keeping us alive. Like I said earlier, food contains tons of other vitamins and minerals that our bodies need. So if you sustained on white potatoes alone, you would get your essential 9 amino acids and survive, but not for long, because eventually you'd run into various deficiencies such as vitamin A, E, and C. So then let's say we cheat a little bit and include sweet potatoes in the mix, which is still a root tuberous vegetable, but not technically the same exact thing as a white potato. Adding in sweet potatoes prevents someone from developing a vitamin A deficiency, which can lead to nighttime blindness, which we talk about how that vitamin was a crucial tool in an anti-Nazi propaganda campaign over on The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week, as well as deficiencies in vitamins E and C, the second of which can cause your teeth to fall out.
Oh, that's also on Weirdest Thing. We talked about the history of scurvy.
Yes, we love weird diseases over there.
We sure do. But yeah, anyway, it seems like a variety of quote unquote potatoes can get the job done.
It's still not that simple. Even with this combo, you'll still run into problems. While folks on a diet of white and sweet potatoes would get enough vitamins and their essential amino acids, there's still even more that your body needs. Going back to macronutrients, to get the recommended amount of protein for an average-sized person, you would need to eat about 25 white potatoes a day.
Oh my goodness.
Right? Talk about a, I don't know, carb overload. Carb loading. And on the mineral front, to prevent a calcium deficiency, which is known as hypocalcemia and can cause muscle cramps, confusion, and tingling in the lips and fingers. Wow, I don't want any of these symptoms.
No, thank you.
You would need to choke down 34 sweet potatoes and 84 white potatoes a day.
Oh, holy moly, that's a lot of taters. I don't even think a professional eater would be able to pack in that many bulky carbs at once.
Yeah, I feel like when I think of professional eaters, I don't think sweet and white potatoes. I think like hot dogs or something that's not as starchy, that doesn't like expand in your stomach.
I mean, it would be an experience. And though I will say, if it was tater tots, I think that maybe then I could excel at competitive tater tot eating. That is my favorite form of potato.
I am with you there. I feel like I would just get like a stomach ache and bad acid reflux if I ate all taters.
That's fair.
Like, it's a lot of delicious food. So yeah. Maybe I would just try it. Maybe it's worth the heartburn. Okay, spuds aside, there are likely other foods that fill all of our essential amino acid needs, but the same problem will likely continue to arise. No single piece of sustenance can provide everything a person needs.
Yeah, plus, I don't know about you, but for me, eating the same food over and over again is really, really hard.
Yes, that's an excellent point. In fact, in food science, there's something called sensory-specific satiety, which is the phenomenon that the more of the same food you eat, the less likely you will be satisfied by it. Along with two other phenomena, conditioned satiety and alimentary alyesesia.
Ooh.
I got that right, I hope. Someone will tell me if I didn't. It is the main reason why you feel content and full from the food you eat. So even if you are the biggest tater fan out there, if you stuck to only those tubers, that interest would likely decrease over time.
Oh, so there's definitely too much of a good thing, even for tater tots.
Sadly, yes. But perhaps the only exception to this eat only one food a day rule is breast milk or formula for babies, which does technically provide everything a little kiddo needs to grow, at least temporarily. In fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends babies be exclusively breast or formula fed until they're around 6 months old. But from then on, it's all about trying more and more varieties of foods. And if you've ever seen a baby start eating for the first time, they are typically beside themselves with excitement over trying new grub. So it's clear that variety is not only the spice of life, it's also the key.
Ah, I see. I love that. Maybe I'll start mixing things up with some hash browns tomorrow morning. We'll have to see. But yeah, there you have it. Thanks, Claire.
My pleasure. Got a question for the editors of Popular Science? Send an email to ask@popsci.com. Ask Us Anything is produced by the editors of Popular Science. This episode was written and reported by me, Claire Maltarelli, with additional editing and audio engineering by Jess Bodie. Big thanks to Billy Cadden for writing our theme song and to Katie Beloff for creating our logo. If you like our show, consider rating it on Apple Podcasts and leaving a review. It helps us a lot. For more PopSci audio content, be sure to check out our sibling podcast, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. I'm Claire Maltarelli. Thanks for listening.